Welcome, Toasters of Naked Toast. Follow us on Facebook at Naked Toast Pod. Find us at Instagram at Naked Toast Pod. And send us messages at nakedtoastpod@gmail.com. Fuck, that was a slug. Enjoy the show, Toasters. Oh, it's on. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Naked Toast. Extra crunchy. You have a very violent toaster. welcome back to another episode. I'm Mitch. That's Banshee.
Hoi hoi.
Hoi hoi. We haven't planned this one out very good. So what's been happening in your neck of the woods, Banshee?
Nothing. Not much.
Watched anything good? I've been watching stuff.
I caught up on some latest episodes of My Hero Academia.
Yep. I'm doing the dubs. You're doing subs?
Yeah.
And then you go back and watch the dubs.
Yeah.
Because you can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started watching the anime ID Identifier Investigator.
I know what you're talking about. I forget the name. I've seen it.
Yeah, he's like half like pixeled in the front cover. That's cool. It's a crime.
Is it like psychopaths?
Yeah, in a sense that there's crimes that happen, but when they do the murders, so in psychopaths, you know, they could read when someone had murderous intent. When someone does a murder or something, they leave like this particle and they can pick it up. They kind of like vacuum it type of thing. Yeah, type of thing. But anyway,
when they murder someone, they gotta take a squat.
Yeah. So anyway, they get this particle, then they send this person into the dream. Or, no, not to the dream, sorry, into the person's head.
Oh, into their psyche.
Into their psyche, yeah. And then they've got a piece together. And every time he goes in there, he can't remember who he is. All he remembers is he's the world's greatest detective.
Right.
And there's always the same chick, which you're slowly learning who this chick is, but she's always murdered a certain way based on how the killer's done. So then he's got to work the situation. So, like, the first one, like, in the first episode, it's in, like, this house and everything's discombobulated.
Right.
And pretty much it just turns out, you know, you see the family picture and then it turns out there are other murdered people he's done and they've gone missing and all that. So they can get the intent from all that stuff.
Right.
That's pretty good. Okay. But it turns out, I don't know if you got spoilers, but it turns out that the guy who's going in, the detective, is actually a criminal. So you think he's a good guy at the start, which is still good. But it's weird because...
So the show follows a bad guy? So it's not a hero?
He's arrested. Like, he's in a prison type thing. In like it's almost like Loki's... You know, Loki's thing in in Thor, you know, he's got that glass cube when he went in the prison.
Oh, he's just throwing the ball
or something? Yeah, it's similar there in that. But then in one episode, they got this other guy and he was down there. They caught this prisoner. But the main guy, it's weird, but... His ability, not ability, but his like his murderous intent or whatever. He like the way when he talks to people. I'm rambling on. when he talks to people, he makes them kill themselves. Like he sends them into like a spiraling depression, and he's like, "Oh, I guess you're not very good at what you do. I guess this is not."
So it's not like is it? It's kind of like that. Kid in My Hero in the tournament arc,
sort of. Yeah.
Where if you answered his question, he had control of you. Yeah. So he tries to throw Deku at Deku to break his finger.
Yeah, I'm not too sure if he knows he's doing it or like it's just like you know he just tries to talk to people, but
like he does like why does everyone die around me?
Type of thing. So I'm in episode 5. In the first bad guy was drilling holes in people's heads.
Oh, that's cool.
He drilled a hole in his head and survived. And he reckoned he felt. Fresher because you could feel the breeze coming through and shit.
I feel like that's like an actual thing. Like a part of, if you hit a part of your brain, you're like, that's been in comic books or something.
Yeah, the first episode and the opening and the closing, really weird. Very heavy metal, but not in like, it's like a weird grungy metal.
Not like Death Note, because Death Note is weird.
That's Maxim and the Hormone, I don't like them. But
no, but just Death Note, because Death Note, the opening... Mm. Doesn't really tell the show.
No, well, the ending for the show,
then it's super, like, methodical, and the opening is, like, this heavy grunge. Yeah. I'm like, what?
Well, just the scenes in the... Which end credit in anime is always weird, but it's just, like, the silhouettes of people, and then, like, maybe their hair is a city or, like, a part of them, and it's just showing backgrounds, and it's just some weird-ass music.
Okay.
I like it.
I love Blue Crew.
Yeah, it's a, it's one of those crime ones, you know what I mean? Psychopaths.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some others, but I enjoy it. What else? I watched
the Tokyo first... Ghoul, technically. Not really. My Hero Academia.
Yeah, that's good. I watched the first... I think I watched the first one with you, but I've watched a couple more episodes of that Inner Species Reviewers.
Did that get canned? Because Funimation said they were cancelling.
I'm not too sure. I heard that too. I haven't checked. So I'll have a quick look now. But I went online and found the uncensored version because that's what I wanted to watch.
Well, it's basically hentai, right?
Borderline, yeah.
Isn't there a scene where there is actual full penetration?
Oh, I haven't gotten that far, but...
Oh, I saw people talking about it, like, on the Reddit, because I checked the Reddit to see what people talking
about. Well, I wanted to see, because, you know, they always... They add like, the blurs, or they add the things, and I'm always curious. And then, you know, even, like, Funimation, and they always, like, a couple months later, they do the uncut version.
Yeah, when it comes out on DVD and Blu-ray.
But I'm always... When I watch it, I was like, I can't really tell the difference. Maybe it's a swear word or something. You know what I mean? I can never tell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I watched the first one. Yeah, because... It's a little bit more.
Is it still as funny as it was with the first one?
I think the...
Or shocking.
Yeah, the second one is about them... What was the second one about?
Because the first one sets up the world of, like, he wants to fuck every species, right?
The second one was where they just go more into the interview part of it and stuff. It's... Right. I enjoyed it. It's just the opening. I fucking laughed and cackled for so long. What else had I watched? I've watched that... That anime. Oh, I started on Anime Lab. They added, you know, they do the freshly dub and stuff. Yeah. Now. It's the White Blood Cells. I watched the first.
White Blood Cells at Work.
Sorry. I was thinking of one of the characters.
Because it follows the White Blood Cells. Cell.
Yeah. Well, the Red Blood Cell, one Red Blood
Cell. The White Blood Cells, the
army men.
They're trying to make cancer be a good guy or an anti hero, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Anyway, there's something around that.
The red blood cells are just like your parcel deliveries, your postman that delivers everything. White are like the white blood cells are like your army, your security almost that fights all the germs and stuff. But that one was pretty good, and we was it Neverland? It's exclusive to Funimation. No. Anime Lab.
Neverland.
Yeah.
I think I saw it because I was scrolling.
Friend has like kids on a clock and it almost like a dinner plate.
Oh, wait. The Promised Neverland.
That's the one,
yeah. That was a big one like last year.
Yeah, well, they put the dub.
Yeah, that was like a big one people were talking about.
And about... Ooh,
has two boys and a young girl, right?
Yeah, something like... Well, yeah, Interview. I can't find Interview. It's not coming up on Funimation.
Yeah, maybe they cancelled it.
But sometimes they search stuff. You got to put it exactly what you want.
Did you hear what they said when they said about canceling it? They said it doesn't fit our core values or something. And it's like, that's the anime you draw the line on. Like, just censor it.
Yeah, the other one was ID Invaded.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I have it on there. Who cares? Put a even if a finger.
Adults only.
Yeah, and maybe set up some kind of password system. So if, you know, you'd had it for... But anime...
I'm just making adults only.
Samurai Jack's... Afro Samurai is now on anime, then.
I thought you were Samurai Jack. I'm like...
I wish.
Samurai Jack's not anime, but that's cool. How good is the Samurai Jack?
Yeah, The Promised Neverland.
Yeah. How good does the Samurai Jack game look?
I want to see more.
Good as in, like... Oh, this looks like a cheap, fun game.
Yeah, I also like that sound like they had the voice actors. It sounded like the legit...
Well, Haku and Jack.
Yeah.
But Jack doesn't really talk.
He does.
Not a lot.
Have you seen the new season that was meant to be darker and gritty?
Season 5.
Yeah.
I never got around to it.
Not me either. We should watch it.
I think the game is just the whole story.
Yeah, I got the first... I bought the whole box set. The first
I remember season. When I was a kid, I think it was like the end of a season. It might have just been the end of an episode.
Yeah.
Where he is about to beat Haku and he just... Like, he's about to like go back to his time or something and then he decides not to do something. I was like, what the fuck, dude? I just do it!
Yeah.
I was like 10 or something. Samurai Jack was a good show. I really liked it.
Because, but yeah, that Promised Neverland is... pretty good. It's pretty fucked up too. It's one of those.
Yeah, that's what everyone want, like, because I mean, people talk about saying that it gives off that vibe of like this fun happy show, and then it's like super dark.
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, oh, we're foster kids, we're all happy, the mum loves us and stuff, And then one of the girls gets fostered off, and that's what happens. At, you know, it's like 27. So they she forgot her bear, so the two of them go running off to give him the bear. And they get to the thing, and they hide because they hear this noise. And then there's like this big fucking like demon thing, like real ugly. And then they look in the back, and she's already dead and all like fucked up. And the mum's a part of it, and they kind of know that the kids were there, but they don't. And then this other one, and a few episodes, and it's really good. And they're, so now they're trying to get everyone out, but they don't want to scare the younger ones. So they're doing it as a game. So they play like tag to get their stamina up and stuff because they're going to run. Cool. But now they're not sure if they're the only ones or if there's, it sounds like they're, to them, they sound like there was more, like, it's like breeding ground. So it
reminds me of, like, Madoka Magica. That was, like, another one where it was like, oh, it's just a fine little love girl, magical girl show, and then, like, super dark.
Yeah. Anime Lab doesn't have any viewers either. It's gone.
Yeah. I'd have to go find it through the dark web.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so it's pretty good. And, like, what happened?
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Anime Lab has a Yuri section, not a Yaoi section. Well, does it have a Yaoi section? I think Funimation's the same as well. They have a Yuri, but no Yaoi.
Which one's which?
Yaoi is boy love, Yuri is girl love.
Let me go.
Genres.
I'm reading it. I'm reading it up right now. Genres? What do we got? It's just action. They've only got an action section on my phone. But yeah, no, it's really good. It's pretty dark and fucked up at the moment. And it is what like one of those things where you like that first episode, you watch it, and then something real twisted happened right at the end.
Yeah, that was like with Devil May Cry. I knew the twist would happen. Devil May Cry. We just watched Devil Cry Baby. Show me some fucking trailer to it.
Devil Cry Baby? Cry Devil Baby? Devil Cry.
Baby. What is it?
It's Devil Cry Baby, isn't it?
It's not Devil Cry Baby. No, not Devil May Cry Baby. You didn't watch that, did you?
No. Isn't that what you're talking about?
No, what's the one that...
Devil May Cry.
No. What is it? The ninja. Demon Slayer.
Oh, that's not even close to what... Because you know there's that one on Netflix that's called Demon...
Devil May Cry Baby. I watched that. It was fantastic. You should watch it.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Could you kind
it's of It's all here it on Netflix. Just hit play and watch.
But because you mixed up the titles, that's why I went for the closest thing there was.
But back to Demon Slayer. It's like that. That got like 10 episodes on Anime Lab dubbed, and then they just haven't done the rest. I'm like, I got super hooked.
Yeah.
And then you just cut.
And even that, like the first 10 minutes of that show, it's all like, just the 10 minutes. It's like, oh, it's all good type of thing. And then it goes back and it's just blood and shit everywhere.
You knew it was coming though, because like, it was too happy.
And I like the little that old guy like, oh, you don't want to walk at night because of demons and whatnot.
That'll be fine.
No, he goes in and he's like, oh, thank you. He's like, oh, what stops the demon coming in the house? They don't. It's like, you're fucked anyway. You don't know, it's like, oh yeah, put some love. He's like, nah, you're just screwed.
Yeah, because like some stuff, like I remember Supernatural was like salt on the door.
Yeah, and that's what I thought he was going to say. He's like, nah.
No. Just a lot of wood.
Demon Slayer is fucking... Mwah.
Sound like we just kissed.
We like it so much. Yeah, I guess that's it. Watch more Lock and Key. Wait, was that it for anime for you?
I mean, I watched the remake of Pokemon, the first movie on Netflix.
Oh, how was that?
It's good.
I feel like I want to watch the...
It's not as good as the original. They take a lot of the fun out of the original out.
Is the opening like shot for shot though? The very first battle?
The whole movie is very much shot for shot. Oh, okay. Very similar.
But they cut some stuff and added stuff out,
but then they cut stuff. So like, and they change stuff for some reason. Like Misty isn't as snarky towards Ash. She's very just like, oh, Ash, we're all best friends. I'm like, that's not Misty.
That's like in the remake of Ratchet and Clank. They used to like kind of hate each other and bicker. And then in the new one, I was like, no, we're best friends straight away.
Oh, they've done that with Misty. Every time she comes back, she's always super nice, but it's like...
But it's different after a time thing. I think, you know, by the end of the series, she got a respect for Ash.
Yeah, I guess, but this and is going to take place...
No, but I'm saying that one's, but this one's... No,
but like, there's a whole thing, you know how Dragonite comes and gives them the message?
Yeah, because he's a Pokemon.
Yeah, you know, Team Rocket stop him with a stick.
Yeah.
And this is a frying pan.
Oh, I guess that's...
But it's funnier because it's a stick stopping a Dragonite.
Okay, you're just nitpicking over
No.
Little thing.
They swap... So when Ash battles that dude.
Yeah.
Ash beats his golem with Pikachu, and Pikachu uses a Thunderbolt and a golem. That's not very effective. It doesn't work on him.
What if his health was really low? Still
they cut that out and put in like fucking Hypno or something. Like, no, keep the golem there. It's funny.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah, they cut out the whole Viking scene.
Yeah,
when Team Rocket are Vikings and Ash is all like, they must be from Minnesota.
That doesn't even cut that out
completely. They're like,
Minnesota.
Yeah, they're like a leprous bird or something. I'm like, oh, what the like you're cutting out the fun of it.
Yeah, like, if you're gonna if you're ever gonna make a shot for shot, just do it shot for shot.
It's like they're taking away what was fun about the movie because they got everything wrong. Like when they're like, "Who's that Pokemon?" It's Kadabra, and it's a picture of a Scyther.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, that's funny, but you cut that stuff out.
Remember that one episode where Ash got a gun pointed to his head?
That aired here, but not in America.
Yeah,
because I see everyone say the banned episode. I'm like, I saw that before I went to school.
I liked I watched that seizure episode.
I watched it later on YouTube, but it didn't air.
Hey, I watched it later. I seizured the shit out of it. Because
still now, when I see it on YouTube, I'm like, oh, jeez.
I'm always finger with that kind of stuff, too. It's like, what if I've been fine with it, but what if now's the time it happened to me? I always try and watch it when my wife or someone's around. So I don't want to see you when I'm
home. Hold my hand. I'm ready.
All in all, though,
I still enjoyed it.
It's a nostalgia thing, though.
Isn't it? Like there was parts where I'm like, oh, that's cool. Ah, oh, this part, and I did tear up a bit. Yeah. Like,
now, this is the question about the movie. I watched it maybe a year ago. The original. Most of the clones have markings. Why doesn't Pikachu?
Pikachu does. The only ones that have markings are Pikachu.
Pikachu doesn't have any markings.
You know how his ears are just like the black at the top?
Yeah.
The clone Pikachu has like little jaggers on his ears.
Yeah, but that's just the alteration.
That's it.
The rest of them have like tattoos.
No, just Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur.
But why those three then?
Because they're Charizard, Blastoise, and Venusaur, bruh. They're the starters. They're the best.
Always confuse me.
And also, they cut out, like, some really cool... Like, you know the part where Ash returns from saving all the clone Pokemon that were cloned?
Mm.
And he returns to them all, and he's like, I will stop you, Mewtwo. And it's like this badass moment. Yeah.
I don't really remember being that bad, though.
It was pretty bad.
Have they got M to M still playing?
No, it doesn't. I was like, Mewtwo? He said M2?
And, like... Rubber by
no, they cut that.
They cut all that.
Yeah, that whole
what music is it then? Just generic.
Just like some sad generic music. Yeah. And I'm like, my brother.
Yeah. I had the album.
That's a great album.
I have the case, but I don't have the CD anymore. So it's kind of useful.
I maybe have the cassette.
You know my first cassette?
No.
Lighthouse Family.
What the fuck is that?
I don't remember. I don't even remember the song. I just remember getting it from Christmas.
Never mind. Were you in a lighthouse?
Do you remember the first time I was playing Pokemon and my Charmander evolved to Charmeleon? It was evolving the Charmeleon to the Charizard. Mm-hmm. And people don't know how it works. I was sitting with like the light in the background in the dark room, which doesn't
make sense. Because you had to. We didn't have lights on the back of our fingers.
Yeah, but I mean.
Did you get the connector you put on the top of your Game Boy so put the light down on it?
I had like the generic. Magnifying light one.
I had that as well. Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I was home alone or everyone. No, I'm not home alone. I reckon everyone was in bed.
Come on!
Playing up like, or they went out or something. And
how old were you at this time?
When did it come out?
Pokemon here in Australia, yeah. Like 98.
That would have been 8. So I'd say 8 or 9.
It was a different time.
Yeah, but even then, they might have been just in bed. I can't remember what it was, or they were off doing something else. Anyway, I can't remember. I'm lucky I remember this part of it. Anyway, for some reason, I remember it was a dark room, but yeah, I had the kitchen light on. And I don't know why I didn't just have that light on.
Yeah.
But I remember I was eating a can of beans. Straight out of the beans, not warm.
Ew, Heinz baked beans.
Yeah, something like that.
This isn't going to be like the sarsaparilla story, is it? Which they don't know about, but I do.
What's the sarsaparilla story? Me?
You had too much sarsaparilla and you puked.
No,
and
no,
you can't puke.
No. Okay, you're messing up the story. So what happened was, I'm not a puker. I only just puked recently, which fucked me up. But I hadn't puked from... my streak had to be like 15, 20 years.
Vomit free from 93.
Yeah, I was like, from like, I reckon I must have been about anywhere from 10 to 12 when I last puked.
Early, like 2000, 2001.
Yeah, something like that. I only just puked recently, but I remember I was feeling sick. I was watching Mr. Bean, the mini golf episode. It was nearly 8 o'clock.
At night.
Yeah, at night. I was drinking sarsaparilla. No, sarsaparilla. Yeah, that's a great one.
All right, Bean is, I don't like sarsaparilla.
No, it wasn't sarsaparilla. It's sarsaparilla, the licorice-y one, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that one. It was Portello.
Isn't it the same thing?
Nah, it's different. Anyway, I was drinking it. I went to the toilet to poop because I felt bad.
Because you felt bad?
Yeah, because I felt sick. Oh. Anyway, I come back up. Mr. Bean was still on. I took a sip of the drink. The next minute, you know, it just hits you and you just feel it come right up to your throat and it went in my mouth. I ran to the bathroom but didn't make it. Everything went everywhere. I went to the bathroom. I was fine. Then I did one sick more. Went in the shower and I passed out and then started puking again. But then from that time on, because I was, I'm superstitious and, superstitious, what would you call it?
You are superstitious, though.
Not that superstitious. What is it called? Hypochondriac type of thing?
Yeah, you are, right?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of everything. And anytime I get a little bit of heartburn or my arm goes a little numb because I'm thinking I'm having a heart attack. Every time. I'm like, this is it. This is happening.
I'm only just 30. This is it.
Anyway, I didn't drink the drink. I haven't touched the drink since. I'd never watched that Mr. Bean episode at that certain time. I never pooped at 8 o'clock for ages because I thought that was the trigger. Yeah, I don't know why we're talking about that. Why did you get me onto that?
I
was talking about Pokemon. Oh, I was eating beans. That had nothing to do with it. I was eating beans. Charizard evolved. I freaked out. That was my story. And another time I had my friend come over. It was like a birthday party and his stupid ass little brother was playing my Pokemon game and saved over my file, which had like right to the end of it.
Oh, he new gamed it.
Yeah, and then saved it.
Yeah, it didn't warn you back then.
I don't think even if it warned me, would have done it. Little shit.
Because in general, I think from the Game of Advance games, they would be like, warning, there's a previous save, and it would have it on no.
I was very sensitive, but I cried so hard. Oh, my Pokemon, I worked so hard at it.
I did that one.
And he named them all. Everything was like,
hey.
No. I swear, like, no, there was anything wrong with it. But, you know, you always think his brother was, you always think, oh, I wonder if he grew up to be gay because he always gave off, you know, that kind of, I don't want to say the wrong thing because I don't want to come off as, you know, I'm not thinking against gays.
He might have just been, you know.
Yeah, but anyway, he always gave off that feeling, like, you know, I reckon when he was older, he might have, and that was fine. But all the names were very towards like the very feminine, very everything was felt that way.
What they call Pidgey Sarah or something?
No, not Stacey, even Sarah. I don't know. I don't know where I'm
Joan.
Going. I sound like old, right? Like what?
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, homophobe or something. Anyway, I was upset. That was it.
Okay.
Every time I got upset, my friend got all my porn mags and gave them to my mom.
And then I started crying again.
I was very upset.
I can't remember how my parents... Because I remember my dad had porn mags. And I think, for some fucking dumb reason, I hid it under the TV cabinet, thinking they would never see it.
Yeah.
They're always in the lounge room, though. So then mum came to me, she's like, Luke, can we talk, please? Yeah. And I'm like, about what? She's like,
you're pitching the tent right now.
I think mum tried to talk to me, and then dad was like, oh, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Just ask. Yeah. That was it. That's all he said.
Why are they so sticky, son?
Some of my dads were, yeah. Actually. Okay. Were your dads?
I don't know. I never saw my dads.
Oh, your dad must have been good. Maybe so, just stuck him on top of the wardrobe.
I reckon we moved into this house, and I think there were just some randoms in the garage.
Oh, okay.
And they were like old school, like big bushes and shit.
Whoa.
But I had like this I had like these cabinets in my room that were just like, they weren't installed, but they were like just there. And I had heaps of drawers. And I stuck them in there. And of course, you know, you show your friend. And you're like, look what I've got.
Look at that. Boom.
And then, anyway, something happened. And it started with, like, a bras and thing magazine. Remember they used to send out bras and things? Like a little
catalog. They still do on the, like, Big W and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, it was like a little one, all bras and things. And something come up and my mum made a joke with that. And he's like, oh. And he ran out and just had the whole stack of
them. Just throws it at your mum.
Yeah, I was so fucking pissed.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had that. Did your mom ever
walk in on you?
No, mom, that hasn't happened yet.
That happened to me. come home from school, little 13-year-old me whacking it off.
So you're 7.
I was getting changed, and I thought, eh, I was just having a little...
I'm already...
Yeah, I was having a little whack or whatever. And then mum walks in. She didn't knock or anything. Whoa, whoa.
No, mum, that's how she reacts. Well, I'm so sorry.
Do you know, I think the first time I ever masturbated, 13-ish.
I probably was, I think I was like 14.
Around my birthday, I was watching Ninja Turtles Secret of the Ooze.
I've heard this story.
Yeah. And we had the party, and we were all sitting around watching this movie. And I was like, I went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. And yeah.
What do you want to do for your birthday? Oh, what do I want to do?
Jerk circle.
I'll be shot. It's a race.
I got myself. First one to shoot themselves wins. But yeah, so, but yeah, that's a, for some reason I remember that. I remember having a Beyblade, like the metal ones.
I was gonna say, I remember having a baby. It's like, yeah, you've had two.
Yeah, I did have. Well, I didn't technically. I helped make them, I didn't push them out.
To be fair, your wife didn't push them out either.
And that was C-section. I was there, I fainted twice. Both times. The first time I made it most of the way, and then they're like, do you want to cut the umbilical cord? I went over, and then I did the thing where, you know, you get that real when you go faint.
Hot flush.
Hot, yeah, you're just hot and cold at the same time, and you're sweating. And I said to him, I said, I think I'm passing out.
You, like, fall on the operating table.
I got the toilet. Then I was like, then they put me in a wheelchair. They're like, oh, I've got to keep you in here for... And then the second time, I was like, oh, no, they gave me a chair. And then they're like, oh, and then I felt it coming on. And it's one of those things for me, when I feel it coming on, I need it to just... I need to happen. Then once it happens, I'm fine.
You do the whole, I've never been in this much pain in my life. While you're watching.
I remember someone, I think one of the nurses was holding my hand, just the finger. And then they had to literally take the hand, because after I woke up, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I was sweaty. And I swear she like, and I was like, just a full pool of water. I swear it was like someone poured water into my hand. I sweated. You know, I sweat.
You do sweat.
I sweat. Sorry. Do I like
Beyblade?
Oh, yeah, Beyblade, yeah. And it was the knockoff metal ones. I fucking ripped that shit so hard. It spun, hit the wall, and just shattered because it was going so fast. I cut myself on it.
Yeah. When I was a kid, we used to rip them up against brick walls and make sparks.
We really need to get a nice order on this show. This feels like a 90s episode.
A 90s episode?
Oh, I did it in the 90s.
We're just going over... You weren't 13 in the 90s. How could you have masturbated in the 90s?
Masturbated? I'm so fancy. Excuse me, sir. I'm off to masturbate.
Sorry, flick the bean.
Yeah, okay. It's that small, yeah. It's the bean. But, yeah. What else? I'm just going down memory. What I can think of now. I remember one time across the road, my friends had a pool. I went to jump into the pool. My toe hit the side of the metal. I swear I dislocated it because it was all fucked up and to the side. I walked home. I was walking down the one hill. You know, you walk on one hill and your toes bug. And we had concrete steps. I just kicked the shit into it and it popped it back.
As someone who's dislocated his knees. Ooh, no.
Yeah. No, I did that. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, that's gross. I remember when I was a kid, it would have been maybe my 6th birthday or something. Yeah, it would have been year 2000, so it would have been my 6th birthday. And for my birthday in May, Mum and Dad had hired a PlayStation, or rented, I guess, a PS2 from Blockbuster.
Yeah, I remember you could use a hire.
Yeah, and they got Dragon Ball Z Budokai 1. And so it was like me and like 6 of our friends. And then there was this one other kid that like wasn't my friend, but Mum was friends with his mum. And he didn't really have a lot of friends at school.
Oh, so it was the pity friend.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And we're all super into Dragon Ball Z at the time. Not much has changed.
Yeah.
And so we're all taking turns playing it. And I think then we all was like went outside and just started playing Dragon Ball Z. Like, oh, I'll be Goku, and I'll be Krillin, I'll be Piccolo. He was inside just
smashing the shit out of the console.
You can be Poir or Oolong, okay? Sit there and transform into a tree.
Transform into a better friend.
And I got to be Goku because he's my favorite. And then I was like, I want to be Vegeta now. But yeah, so we're all just playing Dragon Ball Z and stuff. And then I think... Mum was like, oh, let's all take a picture. And so one of my friends dared me to kind of be an asshole and, like, when the pitch is taken, kind of, like, run over and go, come on, I'd push the other friend that, like, wasn't my friend.
Yeah.
And so I did that, and I felt real bad. Oh, but then after that, we actually did become good friends during primary school.
That's not me.
No, it wasn't me. But I did feel like, it was, like, the first time I felt bad, and then Mum was like, that's it, you're never getting a PlayStation 2 again.
Mm.
That Christmas, I got a PS2.
I remember what we're talking about. I remember doing one thing, and I remember watching Futurama or something, and it was like, one of the sayings was like, don't be so stupid, stupid. I said that to someone, like, and my mum was like, don't you say stuff like that. And I got this big lecturing told off. I was like, oh, I was just doing the show.
Yeah, I remember saying, it was when I saw, I think it was probably when I first saw the South Park movie, because I say fuck a whole lot.
Oh, and that was when I a lot
first
of stuff a lot.
That's when I first started saying fuck.
Mm.
And I would have been like, excuse me, 7 or 8 at the time. So it was like, shut your fucking mouth. And I think Mum wasn't happy. Dad, I think, laughed a couple of times. Yeah. And he was like, all right, that's enough. You got to stop that. Like, you can't be saying fuck. And I'm like, fuck you.
Fuck you. But going back to the Dragon Ball Z as a kid, the one time, I never had any Dragon Ball Z toys.
You didn't?
No.
You have a shit ton of toys that still... You got them all as an adult?
They're not toys, they're action figures.
You have this, like, battleship thing.
Oh, I got that. I'm talking about action figures.
Oh, I got heaps.
Yeah, no.
I don't know where they are now.
I remember, you know this story. The one time I could have got Broly because he was a big one.
Broly was cool. Yeah. Still is.
And Broly was this big one. And it was either that or these cars that you're all five of them, you get five cars and they transform into, like, a, you know, Voltron or Power Ranger type thing.
Kami. Shenron, I don't know.
What?
Are you talking about Dragon Ball Z with cars or the
Transformers? No. I'm just talking in general.
Okay, right.
So there was...
Yeah.
There was the Broly
action
figure. You know, he was much bigger. And then we had the... Then there was this other brand, knockoff brand, not nothing fancy, but it was five or so cars and they had the head, you put the arms, and each car made a body part and shit.
Wasn't Dragon Ball, was it?
No, nothing to do with Dragon Ball.
Okay.
It's just a random thing. I got to choose between the two.
You fucking moron.
I picked the fucking card. I still got one of the body parts. I don't know where the rest of it. And I look back at it. It was the cheapest fuck type of
toy. You know how hard it was to get a Broly figure back? Now it's pretty easy. You know how hard it was back then?
Yeah, I know.
To get a Broly toy.
I know. And that's the thing. I never had one. And I always kick myself for that. And then the other toy thing, I remember going to a kid's... when I was a kid. One of my friends, school friends... party, and like they, I don't know if they hired the van or had the van, and we all went to the pools and we come back and one of the friends goes, here's a present. It was a Yajirobe.
Of all the characters.
Yeah. I just remember, because you can turn him up, you can look at his little samurai, you know,
his sash.
Yeah, his sash.
He gave it to Bulma when Trunks won himself.
And yeah, I just want to remember.
He was freeballing it. When Gohan is flying back to his house to get the Goku the antidote.
Yeah.
He is flying Bulma and a free ball in Yajirobe.
Nice.
I thought it looked up. Whoa! That little boy is flying. That's a very big action. I just thought of that.
Because I remember my friends across the road, same ones with the pool and stuff. They used to get a heap of toys. Like, their mum or dad would just buy them toys all the time. They were
spoiled rotten.
Yeah. And I remember they had, like, a heap of the Dragon Ball Z toys. And that was really cool.
Start taking them.
No, I never did that, but... But, yeah, I remember I got the PlayStation 2, Ratchet & Clank, and Budokai.
Yeah. Because I got Budokai 2 that Christmas. Yeah. It came out that year. And then I got Budokai 1. No. I would have got Budokai 2 maybe next year. I got Budokai 1, I remember one Christmas, might have been, because Budokai 2 had just come out and I got that.
Yeah.
And so, it was like, because we're in Australia, it's super hot over Christmas.
Mm, yeah, summer here.
And so, it was like this huge Christmas, Dad had decided, I'm going to buy the kids a trampoline for me and my brother. And like...
You're like, do you know me, Dad? I don't know.
So, everyone is like... And this is for one of the only times we had a huge family Christmas.
Didn't you have bad legs as a kid?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, trampoline doesn't sound like a good idea.
My dad doesn't think.
Yeah.
And so Yeah, you got the trampoline. So everyone's outside having Christmas lunch, trampoline. Whole day, I am in my room. It's like 40 degrees. For some reason, I'm under my doona. Just playing Budokai 2 all day.
Nice.
Aircon was on, I think.
Maybe, definitely.
And then
it's
so
cold in here.
I remember like my nan coming and be like, are you still playing that damn game? Shut up, nan! I got the whole way. I got up to like Super Boo.
Right.
And then mum was like, all right, that's enough. I'm like, I can't see nothing. I'm blind.
I remember one time I did a gaming thing like that type of thing. I don't know. When Uncharted come out.
That would have been 2009 or 8 or something.
Something like that. I went to my friend's. I didn't have a car at the time. So I must have been. Because I got my license not long after I was 18. So I must have been around 2008 or something. Oh, did I get my license a year later? Anyway.
It was 2007. PS3.
Maybe. Anyway, the same people from across the road, but they moved. But just around the corner.
Right.
Anyway, I went to his house and his parents were gone and stuff. And man, his mum was one of those MILFy mums.
I thought it was like, is he even saying his mum's a bitch or his mum's hot?
Yeah.
Or a bum.
And she always had the whale tail.
Help me. Oh, G-string.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because as a kid, and then seeing a mum doing that, I was like, what the fuck is
she's
this?
She's doing that thing Lita does.
Yeah.
You're a married man, sir.
Yeah, I'm thinking about my youth.
Would young Mitch do that?
I did one time. I was like, is something going to happen? You always get that thing. You're a stupid kid. And you're like, is something happening? One time, she's like, oh, you should stay over. You can sleep in the other one's bed because he's not here. I never did it. And it made my head, what's happening? I was 17. No, I was 18. Who knows?
So you were illegal.
Was I? I don't know. I'm sure Ben beat it.
I'm still not legal now.
Anyway, sad story short. The same friends, though. One time, the same one who outed me with the porno, outed their mum. They're like, hey, check this out. Mum's vibrator.
Oh, fuck. Give it!
You probably would have nowadays. But anyway, where was I going with this story? Oh, anyway, there was a milk bar that served pizzas. Pretty good pizzas for a milk bar. And we sat and played Uncharted from start to finish for a weekend. Just ordering pizzas because the mum's like, oh, here's $40. Buy as much dinner as you need and stuff. And I had one of those, like, you know those, not egg chairs, but those round beach chairs.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a big circle metal and it has, like, the saggy feet.
Yeah.
Sat on that. Later that week, I was like, fuck, my legs hurt and it hurts to sit down.
You haven't walked.
No, what happened? Because of the bar and they didn't have any cushions. It bruised the shit out of my leg. I had these straight line. But man, Uncharted 1. Oh, that was fun. I think that weird twist at the end. Spoilers.
I never played Uncharted 1.
You never played Uncharted 1?
I tried playing the remastered collection.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you get the collection and play it?
I might. Because I tried playing 4.
The enemies are spongy. That's the problem.
Yeah, whenever I would play 4,
yeah.
It sounded like my old PS4 would blow up.
My PlayStation's starting to do that now. I'm worried. I'm just holding on for PS5.
Okay. So... You were there when we cleaned out my old PS4.
I'm
dusty.
Well, mine's never been done.
You gotta do it.
And mine's still the original.
I can't do it with my Pro. I've looked at my Pro and gone, I need to clean that, but I can't take it apart.
Yeah, I'd want to clean mine, but I don't want to pull it apart.
I heard they did that with PS5. They make it so it's accessible enough for you to clean. Like,
have
take
you
apart
seen that
and
thing?
Clean it.
There's vents everywhere. It's gonna be blowing dust everywhere. where was I going with that story? Oh, Uncharted. And yeah, it starts off, you know, bullet spongy. You don't care, spoilers.
I did play the first maybe hour or two because it's on the island. Which one's like on the island?
They all
one,
like an island.
Which one's which one's like the green cover? One? Drake's Fortune,
one.
Is that one?
One is green.
Because I think two
is green. Three is more water.
Desert. I see desert on the cover.
Oh, yeah, desert. Yeah, that's right. Because of the train scene and the airplane scene.
No idea.
But yeah, number one is like, you know, treasure hunting, Indiana Jones.
Yeah, that's it. I played the first maybe hour or two of that.
But they're all pretty much similar. But this one's like real, find treasures. No, the other archaeological thing and shit. You're shooting these guys. Then all of a sudden, it does like the full Indiana Jones thing. It's like, oh, we found the thing. And then like this like thing ran past the screen. And we were playing at like 2 a.m. and it went like supernatural. And like in this underground bunker, and it's like all these things, like, you know, like, oh, they did experiments on these people, and then you see the show, you know, and we're by ourselves in this house, all dark, and it's like, I think they were like almost zombie hunchback looking fucked up things.
Okay.
Then right at the end, you're versing like Bigfoot blue, like gorilla people.
Okay.
Yeah, it was real weird, but it was so fun.
Okay.
Number two was good. That was really... I think number two felt more spongy. Number three had that real big, like, set pieces.
That's what Avatar has been famous for, though.
For now. I think three really, Fingo, they were like... I think there was the upside down, like, Titanic-type boat.
Okay.
Where it's all upside down, so you're running on the roofs, but you can see all the water, like, filling up in the glass and stuff. And it's all leaking in and shit.
You ever been scared of a game to the point where you won't go back and play it?
No. You?
All the time.
The one game that...
I was terrified of WWE 2K20. Never go back.
The ones I remember... I remember playing The Darkness. You remember that, like, first-person shooter, but it was, like, a mob guy who got, like, demon.
Wasn't that the prototype?
No, that's a different one again. That's not first-person, that's third-person. First-person shooter, and you had, like, these demon things that, like, bite, and you had guns and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, and I was playing it in the dark room and stuff, but they had the jump scares. That scared the shit out of me.
I hate that.
Yeah. And then the other one was Dead Space.
Yeah, I was smart enough not to play that.
No, and it wasn't scary. I was good, but I played it till like three again in the morning. I was just, I'm like, I'm so close to the end. I got to finish it, get to the end. And then I don't know if there was a bad ending or good ending. Spoilers. But
for an old game.
Yeah. So you get on, you finally get to the ship. You're flying off and, you know, I put the controller down, relax and watch it.
Oh, I've seen the ending. I watched it on YouTube. Yeah,
the chick.
Yeah.
The jump scare. So it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm, you know, finally winding down. Put the controller down. And then, yeah, next minute, she, like, does that weird... I hate the, like, real... That sickening squeal. That... Anything... I guess any jump scares that has that real, like, high-pitched squeal that almost sounds murderous.
Like, most.
Yeah. That always fucks me up.
Yeah, I hate that.
The one movie that fucks me up, talking about, you know, stuff that went back. I went with my mum. I used to get free movie tickets. And I went and saw... Drag Me to Hell.
But that's Sam Raimi. He did Spider-Man. You can't hear Sam Raimi.
Wait, is Sam Raimi? That one was Sam Raimi. No, I don't hate that movie, but what happened? It had so many jump scares.
No, I know. I've seen parts of it.
With the old lady and the curse.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
And what the problem was... Oh, no, I'm bringing back traumas now. I won't be able to sleep. But what happened was... Because I don't mind horrors if I can... Like, at home, you can kind of go on your phone. You can look away. You can kind of be right with it.
I still do that now. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I've done this thing since I was a kid.
Put the TV on.
I turn the TV on, turn the lights on.
Yeah.
But I've done this thing ever since I was a kid, and it's like this weird like thing my brain does.
Yeah.
If I turn a corner to make me feel somewhat safe, I do this like Dragon Ball. I go, pew! Like I'm charging an energy ball. Yeah. I still do it now.
Yeah.
So I'm like...
It's like a safety net.
Yeah, I do that, pew! And just my brain
what
going...
What the fuck was that?
Whoa, he's a Saiyan! Come out of here!
Let's not fuck with this kid. Let's get out of here.
I remember when I was a kid, I was staying at a friend's house. Mm. And they were like this family friend. So me and my brother were friends with his friend, his brother. And we're watching some movie about fairies. And it was just some dumb kids movie. It would have been on Disney Channel, maybe.
Mm.
But then there was this like terrifying, like evil fairy.
Yeah.
And it looked legit terrifying, scarred me for like 2 years. And always made fun of me. And I'm like, yeah, I was just going to play fucking
bugger. But yeah, they dragged me out. I think because you're in a cinema and that's the only thing you're looking at, the big screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't go.
Well, to I wasn't that thing. And my mom's like, oh, I don't want to go see because she doesn't do horrors.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, come with me. Come see it. And she loved it. I liked it. I was fucked up for 2 weeks, I reckon. I couldn't wash my face and then look in the mirror because I thought someone was.
I still can't do that.
No, but you know when you're really pain, I couldn't walk around corners. I couldn't do shit for
I don't go into bathrooms at night. I can't do it.
Yeah.
If I have to pee, I'm sorry. I ain't washing my hands.
You know, like, grudge where the hand comes in the shower and
stuff? Yeah, no.
At night time, if I'm by myself having a shower, I always freak out. Or someone's going to walk behind the curtain.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
Try to have showers early. I got to have a shower later, but now I'm scared. I wait for my wife to get home.
You tell her and the boys, guard. Just stay there. Don't look. I mean, you can look. Boys don't look, but... you're pretty young. You won't see nothing.
No. You got a fan. We established I got a little bean anyway.
Daddy's you know what? Everyone in the shower. Everyone in the shower.
Yeah, but then the little hands touched my leg and I'd kick him because I'd freak out.
Daddy, bam!
But yeah, that's the biggest one.
Yeah, I can't watch him at the... Like, I like the Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
So, Jason.
Yeah.
I can't watch it in the cinema, so. But if I'm around a group of friends, we're all going to watch it. We're like, yeah, Jason, go kill some teenagers. Make some
fun of it type of thing.
Yeah.
The other one that fucked me up, I was a scared little kid, was Scary Movie 2.
Really?
You know the Exorcist scene?
oh, your mother sucks cocks again. Yeah,
but just that scene.
That's like, right at the start, though.
Yeah, and it freaked the fuck out of me.
The original Exorcist.
Yeah, that was that thing where, like, every time at night, that was the one thing that popped up in your head and I couldn't sleep.
Do you remember the old Where's Waldo stuff people used to do? Mm-mm. So it was just like, you know, you remember the video of the car going down a hill?
Oh, yeah, the jump scare. So, like, that fucking stuff. It's the screams on them. If there's no sound, they don't scare me so much.
Oh, they still won't get me. I remember my friend, one of my friends, might have been the same friend from the fairy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a bit of a fuck, but he always try and scare me because I'm still scaredable.
Yeah. Scaredable.
Yeah.
Scareable. I'm still scary.
So he made me, like, watch this, and it was, like, this theme park or whatever. It's like, just keep my eyes on the TV, and I'm fucking this dumb 10-year-old. Okay. This big, scary fucking gorilla jumps. Yeah. I was scarred again for life.
Shat my pants.
Probably.
Yeah, whenever there's something like, oh, make sure you watch the car, I'm always like...
Has anything that wasn't supposed to be scary scared you?
Oh, probably.
Life.
Do you know what the thing I hate is those things where people send you those links and you're like, oh, watch that. And then it's going to... and you have the volumes up high. I fucking hate that shit. That happened to me in the toilet at work. Fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Oh. Hopefully that's loud enough in people's earphones that people hear it.
Yeah, I remember this was a few months ago. My brother wanted to watch something that hadn't come out yet.
Mm.
Can't remember what it was, but it was only available on Pornhub because it was leaked there. Yeah. So no one could find it, so he eventually found it. So he Chromecasted Pornhub to the TV, and it all on the screen it just says Pornhub. So my mom walks in and goes, the fuck are you two doing? Yeah.
Stop pitching tents!
You got your mags under the TV unit?
If you had the option, digital porn or old school magazines?
Digital is just easier to hide too.
I feel like I like paperback. I like flipping. Paperback.
You get the brown paperback? There we go!
Get like those fucking, you know, the music stands?
Actually...
I get the music stand, sit on the toilet.
Now, actually, it might be different. Since you're a father, you did just give your son the phone just to go on Disney Plus or whatever. He could eventually, you know, just... Not saying you do, but do you still look at porn?
Not going on.
But you say, like, he did go on your browser history and there was just porn and you just clicked
on it. If I did, I would clear the shit out of my history.
My wife, so. Honey, if I did...
It's hopefully far enough she's not listening to this yet. But if I did, I would clear the shit out of my history.
Yeah, but saying you didn't.
You know, you go on your private settings.
I go on incognito mode.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Because then, sometimes if you do it on your main one, you'll get recommended ads for porn.
Mm-hmm, I'm like, whoa. I've looked at, like...
You remember back in the day?
I looked at stuff for me and my wife, like sex toys, because I'll experiment. I don't fucking care. Yeah, I'll get it in the butt if she wants. That's what she wants to do. But
yeah, he will, ladies.
Then Wish comes up with all the random shit. And it's literally, oh, stretch your mouth. I'm like, that's not a fucking mouth stretcher. Some of the shit that comes up.
Just a mouth guard.
Maybe yeah,
like the bedpost.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, what were we talking about? Porn. Oh, yeah.
But as a father, I can understand why you might prefer paperback. Because then you can...
Digital is easier to hide. Paper, not. And if they found a paper, you can't hide it.
You do have those old hentai around the corner of the DV stacks.
Nah, I put them out on
display. Boys, when you're older, it's right there for you.
They're on display now.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I bought them from JB Hi-Fi, underage, so that's fine.
They didn't know what anime was yet.
Yeah, I know. You know what I used to... I would always buy something else with it. So I would buy two other random DVDs or another random, a normal DVD and an anime.
No, you should have done.
Sandwiched it.
You should have gone to the kiddie section, got like a Nickelodeon thing with the orange cases, gone to the movies for adults section, sandwiched in there, porn. They would be like, what kind of stuff is this guy into?
You know what I love about those hentai discs?
Oh, the butthole.
Buttholes and all that kind of stuff. Or even on the title, like the girl next door and one of the O's is just the woman's butthole.
Nice.
Am I gonna watch that later? Maybe. My wife's not here. Nah, I'm not gonna watch it.
I'm gonna read it. I'm a fine gentleman. Get in my manga.
Manga. But yeah, so that was that.
Yeah, I never got caught watching porn.
Like, did I get caught watching porn? Oh, do you remember on Comedy Channel they had Naked News at like 11 o'clock?
Do I? Yeah. Yes, I do.
I must have caught beaten to that one.
It's just women standing there being like, and in the news today, the president said this. It's just a pair of boobies.
And vaginas. I'm sure there was vaginas in it.
I first used Google Images. And then I was smart.
What's a penis?
And then I was smart. I'm like, let's go to Yahoo.
Yeah.
Then I went to ask.com.
The fuck's ask.com?
You just ask a question.
Oh, ask. I thought you said ask. I was like, what porn site is that? It's just all asses.
I remember once in year 8 or something, we're in like computer class. And it was like a very small computer room. Probably like 15 kids in there.
Yeah.
And just two girls randomly just go on Wikipedia and typing penis. Mm. Just looking at pictures of penises.
Ladies, just turn around.
Their excuse was we're learning. And I'm like, and everyone was like, this is very uncomfortable. You pitch your tent. You pitch your tent.
Ladies, is your bean firm?
Jonathan, stop pitching a tent. I'm exposed.
I remember before, you know, before I had my missus. And my wife, when it sounds like I've got two, my wife. But I remember I went down a dirty, dirty hole of porn. Pun intended.
I've done that. I think, I don't know if it's a little too TMI, but fuck it. Last year, I kind of got a bit of a porn addiction to the point where it was really bad. Like, I couldn't stop. Like, anytime I had a free moment, I would just go on Reddit, Twitter, Tumblr.
Were you beating it to the point?
No, I was just looking and watching.
That's weird.
I know. I just couldn't stop. That. My brain couldn't stop. That,
but I rub myself raw like 4 or 5 times a day.
Yeah, no. I don't particularly like masturbating.
Masturbating? That's because yours is too fancy. You just masturbate. My penis. Right. Oh, I gotta put on a top hat. No, he's gotta wear a monocle.
If I'm really raring for it, I will. But sometimes I'll just be like, I'm bored. Yeah, I'm a bit hard, but I'm just watching. Oh,
just,
that's cool.
Just pinching half a ten. I'm not quite a full ten.
Or I'll just put my hand in and be like, I'm just resting now. I'm just playing.
Do you ever got bestiality?
No, I can't do that, no. Once out of curiosity when I was younger, and then I was like, ew.
That shit's fucked up.
Because I have a dog. I can't imagine someone
fucking... What about the horse one?
Oh, fuck that. Ew. Ew. Ew.
Yeah, it's real fucked up. Then the internet, that's a deep, dirty hole. Are we wanting to go this dark in this podcast?
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Right, let us know. Oh. I should have plugged it earlier.
You remember Two Girls, One Cup, right?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah.
I puke so hard to that.
Nice. Come so hard to that. That just shows you the different type of people.
I can't. Anything. You know. Okay. You know, I've told you this. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like cum and just juices of people during sexual intercourse, I can't handle it.
See, we're so opposite. I'll soak that up.
Give me all the bukkake. Remember a few cookie. Years ago when I kept calling it butt cake because I didn't know what it meant.
Butt cake.
I didn't hear someone say it. I just read it.
Someone makes cake with their butt.
Their buck.
Oh, butt cake. I would mean yeah, butt cake.
Because it's spelled buck cake. So I'm like, oh, butt cake. See that girl get butt cake?
Oh, man. What does I forgot what I was going to say.
You watch some crazy fucking porn back in the day.
Yeah. Anyway, follow us on Naked Thirst.
If you're into crazy porn and want to laugh at it.
What was that? What were you saying about me?
You're into crazy porn, or you were.
Oh, that's what I was getting
Maybe
at.
You still are, I don't know.
I'll watch anything.
Maybe marriage and fatherhood has changed you, sir.
Nah. yeah, I don't know. Before all that, I was rabbit holing. That sounds dirty. Not rabbit hole.
You see a rabbit.
But yeah. I'm done with that topic now, I guess. What have you been playing? If anyone's still following this far.
Fortnite a little bit.
Yeah. I'm in the Fortnite craze. I'm in the Fortnite hard.
Are you going to start looking at Fortnite porn?
No, I don't want to cross my fingers. I don't want to get boned every time I play Fortnite. Bitch, you're dead.
Thank you, bus driver.
Stop camping. How does he know I'm pitching a tent?
You do the building for like the triangle thing.
Yeah, I played the Final Fantasy demo that came out last night for us.
Yeah, I played it this morning.
I'm hyped for that game now.
Yeah, so am I. I was like hyped because everyone else was, but I played it. I'm like,
woo! Well, you said, are you going to get it? I was like, yeah, it looks good. And then there's that, the combat, just the combat feels nice. Because you got that kind of hack and slash to a degree, but then you got that stop.
But you
got to
think about
it. Yeah. And that's the thing I did notice there was, especially towards the end of that, between the end of that last one, I was, the boss battle. What did I do? I found myself hitting like the X button or hitting the circle instead of the X button. I was just really like menu popping up a lot quicker than I wanted or hitting the wrong button.
Yeah, it takes a while because there's so many like sub menus. You got to get used to it. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah. What about the chair? What's coming out next week? Something kind of big's coming out next week, isn't it?
Doom, is that next week?
No, that's the 20th.
Next week, I don't know.
I thought Doom
was the big one this month.
Doom and Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
No, that is the big one. Something else is coming out, I thought. But now I can't think of it. It's not massive. You know what we're meant to...
Are you confused with Last of Us because it got pushed back?
I was going to say, you know when we're meant to be playing like Final Fantasy now, roughly? Last of Us 2 we already played... Doom Eternal was meant to come out last year.
Oh yeah, what's it supposed to come out like Halloween, wasn't it?
Somewhere around that, yeah.
And they pushed that because they didn't feel they were comfortable releasing it.
Look, so shitty. I do hate when games get pushed, especially when ones you're looking forward to. But if it's the case of being and being like, that's real good, yeah, go for it. It's just annoying. But everyone works hard on it. Good for them.
Yeah, but, and there's a whole thing with crunch, like
they're not seeing
their families and stuff.
Yeah, of course. They get much money for doing that stuff?
I would think so. I don't know. I
need to clean my glasses. This much.
Cool.
We'll be seeing the My Hero movie soon.
Yeah, My Hero... What's it called? Heroes Rising.
Heroes Rising.
I want to say Two Heroes because on the cover, the poster is Deku and Bakugo. But Two Heroes was the first one because it was Deku and All Might.
That was a good one.
Yeah, remember the father, like the father son Detroit Smash.
Yeah, that was it. And it's... All Might moving in that way just looks so weird. But
you know what bummed me out last night?
We gotta wait like 2 weeks.
A couple weeks. I was like watching like just some of My Hero like videos and stuff, like fights and stuff, and I was like, you know what sucks? We're never gonna hear that like that trumpet and then like the "Fear not, I am here" ever again.
We might, because he's not dead now.
You know he's going to die one day, right?
Nah, they altered it. Not I died until spoilers. Shit.
I guarantee you, All Might... For Deku to become the big hero, All Might has to go.
Nah.
Uncle Ben, Batman's parents...
It's Bakugo's going.
The Vegeta of the show. No, he's not going.
Do you know what I want to watch? Hunter x Hunter.
Hunter x Hunter.
There's an X in there.
The X is just there for the stuff.
Oh, fine. Hunter multiply Hunter.
Hunter cross Hunter.
Hey.
Wait, you can't watch long anime.
I know I can't, but I also want to watch it. Do you know what I almost started that was on Anime Lab? JoJo's.
I'm surprised you haven't yet. That seems like an anime for you.
Yeah. I just said that with the lollipop thing. So Fortnite for me. Final Fantasy. I've been... in and out slightly of Days Gone.
Yeah, I saw you had that on your media bar.
I've kind of started it off really early, and then I've only just gone back and then kind of was like...
Maybe you should go back and finish Kakarot. You already know the story. You just played a fucking game.
Yeah, but it's a shit
game. It's such an easy platinum. Just do it.
It's so basic.
That's what you wanted.
No, I didn't.
Go play Fighters. Fighters is like...
it's like that basic bitch. It's like they're okay, but...
Dragon Ball is a basic bitch.
No, but you just... It's... you know what? That's right. It's almost like the same Final Fantasy combat.
It is.
You tap square and then
hit the... But better. Because it's Dragon Ball.
Final Fantasy. For some reason, it's the same mechanic. But Final Fantasy does it so much better. And Kakarot just feels dull.
Maybe because...
Do you know, I hyped that shit up so much in my head. I think that was the problem.
I'm like... I did and I loved it.
You can do it. Yeah, but you didn't like Jedi Fallen Order. That shit's the best.
True, I didn't. I wasn't.
And look,
I
wasn't, it's each to their own. Like, that's what it comes down to. True, you like what you like.
True, but you need to finish Kakarot.
I'll finish it one day.
No, you won't.
I'll platinum it.
You fucking better.
Man.
It's an easy ass platinum. I think I looked it up. True. I was like the 50th person to platinum it.
How do you know?
Because I went on like the PSN profiles and like see who did it at the time. I was like 50 of them.
Hmm.
You could be like the 400th person.
You know what I want to play? No, I don't want to play. I want to play Fortnite. Fortnite's just got its hooks in me at the moment.
Hopefully it stays there forever. Because I like this being like the game we can... Remember how we were super into Rocket League when it first came out?
Yeah. I want to play Fortnite with you. But you're never playing Fortnite when I'm playing Fortnite.
No, and I don't like playing with people.
Yeah, me neither. Whenever someone's on there and they're like... I was trying to play with someone, they're like, put your headset on. Why ain't you got a good setup? I was like, kick. I'm like, I'm not fucking playing with you.
I have a family.
No, not even that. I was playing that anyway.
My biggest thing is when if I have a headset on, I got to talk to you. But then if someone walks in the room, it looks like I'm talking to myself, which I do all the time. But then they like start talking to me and I'm like, I'm talking to someone. Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't mind that. But I generally, my gaming is, I'll try when the boys are having a sleep. If I'm not napping at night, if my wife lets me. Well, see, that's the thing. I like to play it, but I also like spending time with my wife. My wife. So it's hard. But I remember you sent me that picture where the person's behind the tree licking their lips because as soon as your wife's like, I'm going to bed early. Yeah. Oh, PS4. That's me looking at my PS4 like, I'm going in. She's like, you coming to bed? I was like, oh, soon.
4 hours later. Yeah.
Otherwise, I go to bed. If I'm not tired, and I end up sitting on my phone for like fucking 2 hours doing shit all, and then being super tired the next day because I gotta get up early for work. You know what would
fix all this?
Fortnite.
The Nintendo Switch.
I do play it on the Switch, but then my wife got shitty at me playing Switch in the bed.
That's what she.
And Fortnite on a Switch, I can't do it.
You gotta get a pro controller.
Yeah, but then I'm not playing in bed with a pro controller. Then you gotta buy an attachment and shit.
You don't.
Oh no, because
it has a kickstand.
Yeah, I was thinking of... But then I got to get one of those bed trays.
You think about this too much.
No, you know what I got? You know what I found out? I tried it the other day because I was playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
Because I was playing with my oldest stepson, which is older than my 3-year-old. He's 12, or nearly 12. And we were trying to do the event, but we only do split screen. That's how I got back into it. But then there was the event, you couldn't do split screen. Mm. So I got the Switch out, but I put the controller together so it's a little better.
Oh, so you put the Joy-Cons in the grip.
Grip, yeah. Which is better than, it feels better than doing it wide.
Yeah.
Then I was playing it, I got for the boys when they're in the pram, sometimes we take too long, I like to give them the phone just to watch, but they fight over it. So I got one of those phone clamps, like $15 from Kmart. So it just sits there. So I put the Switch in it. I clamped the Switch that way, had it sitting on the table here like this, like perfect level, had the controller. I could do that in bed with that.
Where would you clamp the Switch?
My dick. Pitch intense, sir. We already established.
No, you Fortnite porn. No, you do it to the bedhead, so you're on your stomach. Oh, yeah. Wait.
That's how I normally play Switches, on my stomach.
Like a child.
Yeah. No, like a schoolgirl talking on the phone with my legs up in the air. So what you been doing?
So where are you dropping?
Isn't he dreamy?
Hey, ninja.
Who the fuck's ninja?
He's super into Fortnite.
Oh, he got his own skin, ninja.
He's the big Fortnite streamer.
Yeah, but he went from Twitch to that other one, didn't he?
Mixer.
Now, he's the one... you hear this thing about Twitch, you know, people earn money on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
And now Facebook video gaming ones,
yeah, Facebook better. Yeah, Facebook's big into it now, yeah.
And that's what you earn more money through it, quicker. You don't take they don't take a bigger thing or something.
Facebook are a bigger marketplace, that's probably why.
Thinking of doing it.
Really?
Yeah. I branded as Naked Toast, maybe get more listeners. You fuckers! Sorry if you still there.
Are we bringing back JBL's hat?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to do that or maybe just try doing some streams.
Well, the problem with streams is finding time, which for me isn't as hard as you. My only commitment is my work.
My time would be... Like, Monday, Tuesdays, as soon as I finish work, I could do a heap. Okay, right. When we're not doing the podcast, of course.
Right.
And then when the boys go to nap, I get, like, maybe 2 hours.
Right, but then the problem is you got to keep your eye on the boys with their their safety.
I do it all the time.
Just walk in, ching, ching, ching.
No, but you only need a couple of hours. And then at night, I guess I do some. I thought about it. It's just a thought.
The problem is the setup. You got to invest all that time and, I guess, money as well.
Well, see, I've got... Once I get that movie room set up, if it was just a permanent setup, like I could just play Sony, but then it's like, oh, I want to stream. I just hit the switch, start streaming. You know what I mean? Just have the setup in there. So that's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
I hope you do it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We had that idea years ago with Naked Toast.
Yeah, that's when we did the videos, and then we're going to do streaming as well.
Yeah.
Streaming, I feel, is a better way of getting audience now.
Yeah, a lot of people, YouTube doesn't really promote Let's Plays anymore.
So I feel like if you had the streamers, then you say, hey, we've got Let's Plays, come over and check out that. And I just think it's a good way just to promote the podcast and get out and get better sponsors and whatnot. Branding. Because for us now, like, I'm thankful if you guys made it this far, make sure to share it with everyone.
Thanks for hearing about our porn talk.
Yes. but definitely, well, at least it's Naked Toast, it makes sense now. But if you make it this far, you know, share it, even or whatever. If any little bit can help, more ears and criticism.
No, that'd be nice, no.
But yeah, I obviously, we know that the audio is not the best in the world. But yeah, what time do you got to go? Soon?
Soon.
Yeah.
Like another 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, I'll look into it. Because we've already got most of the stuff to stream. We just need the stream, like the camera. And maybe a better mic.
Yes.
EB sells like the blue Yetis and shit. No. $99 for a basic one. Black basic.
You can get all the stream stuff from EB.
Yeah, I was looking at it today.
It'd be a massive order. Put it on Afterpay.
Yeah.
What's oh, it? That'll be $600 a fortnight. You say fortnight.
But yeah, I thought you meant $600, not a fortnight. No, fuck that. Like, the computer we got now should be enough to run what we need.
It used to, yeah.
Yeah, the Elgato to stream, because you obviously the PlayStation one shit ass. The PlayStation stream.
Oh right, yeah.
That shit ass.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just obviously the mic, which we got. And
also, the biggest problem is Australian internet. We have like the worst internet in the world.
Luckily, the good thing in there, I can run the straight LAN cable, which I've got the
best. But like, we don't get PlayStation now where they stream PS3 games because we can't.
No, you can't.
Like, I hear people saying, like, Google Stadia, when it works, it's great. It's like, fucking, that's never going to work here.
Nah. And yeah, when they've said that too, and they're like, when it works, I'm like, we're fucked.
Yeah, when I like with people
even saying, sometimes on the PlayStation on my Wi-Fi, and it's not even it's one room away, not even that far. On Fortnite yesterday,
10 feet maybe,
if that. And I still got on Fortnite playing on the PlayStation. Still the little cross in the Wi-Fi thing. I get it on the Switch, and I can understand like Switch.
Yeah, Nintendo.
And I'm like, so I would be right here, and I'll still be like, "Oh, you fucking up!" I'm like, "How the fuck am I fucking up? I'm right here, like right on top of it." I'll be in the bedroom, which is
where are you, Mr. Wi-Fi?
I'm in the bedroom, which is literally just the other direction, almost the same.
Pretty much, yeah.
But I think actually, because of the walls. Closer. Yeah, but because of the walls. But I'll be in the bed. I'll be sitting at my end, and it'll be like, no, I have to like lean at the foot of the bed and like hunch over, and then like one little bar.
With your Switch clamp.
Yeah, fuck. But yeah, I thought about it. I wouldn't mind. Just brand it as Naked Toast, I guess. Naked Toast streaming. But.
Takes time.
Yeah, I just figured when I play it, just stream it.
And also, if we get really big, we can put your sons in a sweatshop, make them make t-shirts.
Exactly. Not that it will happen. I can't even make a sweatshop.
Yeah, you can.
I can sweat, yeah. But yeah, so that's our plans. Let us know what you'd like to see. Obviously, Fortnite's the best one. Now we're just talking ideas on the podcast.
Yeah, we're talking business on the podcast. Yeah.
But yeah, I'd probably start Fortnite and then you do the random stuff. But Fortnite's where it's at.
What's the thing? Because I've been
searching up Fortnite shit.
Right.
And then, you know, it comes up, oh, here's Fortnite's latest. Oh, I just like Fortnite's page to get the updates for the events and stuff. And then, you know, you get the one and then straight after it's like, oh, here's Fortnite streaming on people. Some people have 20, some people have like 500, some people...
I don't really care anyway, because it's fun. That was like...
And that's the thing. I wouldn't, you know, when people play Fortnite, I'm gonna get the battle. I just play it for fun. Really I would fuck around. Sometimes, you know, when it gets close, Like, I got, what was it, third place? I did. And I feel like the bots, you can kind of tell when a bot's...
Yeah, you can tell.
Is...
They don't aim right.
Nah, and they don't really build.
No.
They might do one basic... I had one person build a wall, then run to the other side of it, and just kind of sat there. But I've noticed on the phone, there's a shit ton more bots.
Oh, yeah, because not a lot of people play...
PlayStation is... It's weird, and... but... I went on a rampage. I got like 8 kills with pistol. I was hitting at farm frenzy. I was just hiding in the shrubs. And then people would come to get the stuff. Oh man, it's so good. I'm so sneaky in that when I play it. Like, my stepson plays it, he's running around jumping and shit like most players.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck? Well, he doesn't swear, but he's like, why are you crouching all the time? I'm like, that's how you play. I crouch everywhere. And then shoot.
Dad, the circle's right behind you. In a minute.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's like one of those things too. You can spend like 3 hours playing it. You can spend an hour. You can spend one match, really. As long as it takes too long to load. But that's why I have it preloaded most days now.
Yeah. You get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Got my coffee. Got my breakfast. Got my Fortnite.
Yeah. And sometimes you got, you know, in the morning, especially if I got the kids by myself. I'll be, you know, get their order breakfast sorted. Quickly have a swinger and then quickly one match, check on them. They're like, they're all good. And as soon as... But the good thing with Fortnite, I'm not that obsessed. You know, some people get too obsessed with it and stuff. But if one of the kids or someone come to the door or something, and if I was 2-1, I would just drop it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care. There's plenty of games. You get into games so much, it's like everyone else is priority to that
game. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Fortnite, it is competitive,
yeah,
but it's mostly not.
Yeah. And I think that's it, with gaming too. That's where, you know, some people, and each to their own, but, you know, some people end up, you know, they call it a sickness or, you know, what do you want to call it, a disability or whatever, where they get too involved in gaming.
It's not.
Yeah, I know, you know, but you know what I'm saying. That's,
I don't know how I feel.
But, you know, where they literally forget about everything else, and it's like, stuff will be happening, or, you know, someone staring at a TV like a million times.
But that's definitely not video games. It's just...
No, that's just in general. Just, yeah.
What happens? You just get addicted to something.
Mm. And that's the thing. Like, I can drop it. Like, sometimes I'm going to be like, no, it's just... It's
I not. Can drop it like it's hot.
Sometimes I'll quickly run in the corner, just crouch, and I'll be like, if I'm still alive when I get back. I've done a couple times and I come back.
Like, made it. Turn the camera. Hello.
They're like, how long can I stay here? But yeah... Yeah, sorry. But yeah, I was thinking about streaming.
No, we can set up. We did it before.
Yeah, I gotta clean the shitter out of that room. So much kid shit in there.
But yeah. Where's your problem? Get rid of the kids.
But I wanna get one of those like little green screens to sit behind me.
A green screen, then.
Yeah, so you just see
that. Blanchy, put me on the beach.
Yeah. But I'm more like it.
Put me in the Bahamas.
I like it when they're just playing and you just see the chair and the person and the game's still playing.
Mm.
I don't like the ones where it's just a big ass square and you can see the whole room. Unless it's a cool setup.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's something to think about.
Yeah, you should think about leaving us a good review.
Yeah, leave us 5 stars or whatever the fuck you're on.
Do the fuck you want.
We got Facebook at Naked Toast Pod, maybe Instagram at the same, just search Naked Toast Pod, and Hotmail. No, it's not Hotmail. Fucking Naked Toast Pod at gmail.com. Send us an email or something, and yeah, that's it. Let us know. Next week we'll be here with more stuff, probably more Fortnite by the sounds of it.
What are you doing for the rest of the week? Not actual plans, but like...
Oh, I'll tell you my very details and my everything I'm doing. Well,
my BSB number.
I'm hoping... Well, tomorrow my wife's parents are coming down because they live an hour away. But they come down for the appointments and stuff, and we're going out for lunch with them if I finish in time. So I'm hoping I finish going to all-you-can-eat place. I'm going to fucking gorge. And then me and the boys will come back. And relax, probably play some Fortnite with my stepson while the boys are sleeping. Then, for now I'm just going through my whole day today. Thursday, nothing. Friday, I'll probably catch up with my sis. I was going to go tonight to the movies to see the Birds of Prey again.
Really? You want to see it again?
With my sister.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I want to see it again. I want to see Bad Boys Free again. I fucking love that movie. But it's on at like 9:45. I'm like, I'm not going up
for that. Like the end of it.
Yeah. But she had to cancel, which is fine. I wasn't, because I already seen it. It didn't bother me. So catching up with her Saturday, chillaxing. Sunday, it's just me and the boys because my wife has some her best friend's party or something to go to. So it's just chillaxing.
Fortnite.
Well, it depends on the boys when they're napping and all that stuff. Then Monday's a public holiday, so Fortnite.
Monday is a public holiday. Yeah.
Right? You work on Monday?
Yeah, I'll be working all throughout the week. Yeah.
What time Monday?
1 to 4.
Yeah, it's shit time. Well, I'll be up early. You can always come in the morning if you want to catch up.
Yeah.
I think because Monday, I'll talk about it later. But yeah, that's it. What about you? Not much. Working.
Me working?
I'm working too, but it may sound like I didn't work, but
I think that's about it, really. I don't really do much. I don't really like to eat things.
You just exist. Dumb. I just like existing.
Sometimes I don't even like that.
Oh, update on my comics. I finished my Batman one quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Mwah. I started the Harley Quinn one chapter in. I researched more of them. Found out they're like a young adult graphic novel.
Yeah, they seem
so like... So about like 15 to upwards. And then there's even kiddier versions.
Yeah, I've done those, yeah.
The next one I want to get, there's a Teen Titans Raven one. That's based on her. It looks really cool. Who's the Aquaman, the chick with the red hair? I can't never say.
Mira.
There's one of her, which I went through the previews of it and it looked really good. Yeah. Then I was looking at the Black Label, the more... Like
The darker ones.
Dark as well. That I want to get.
You should look into Batman Metal.
That's the one with Joker.
The laugh. Yeah. The.
I want to get the
Batman Who Laughs.
Yeah.
That one's like super dark. Yeah. It's really good.
The one I want to get is, I saw is Batman Damned.
I've heard of that.
And that's that one. What I read from the back of it is, or from the website is that. Joker's apparently dead, but Batman won't have it.
Oh, he doesn't believe it.
He doesn't believe that he's dead. Because I don't think Batman...
That's happened a lot of times, yeah, though.
But I'm not sure if Batman... But he gets John Constantine to come help him.
Oh, it's like, it's going like to hell and find him.
Yeah, type of thing. And they don't know if Batman's going crazy type of thing.
Oh, yeah, but... He's kind of, yeah.
And then there's another one, a new Harley Quinn one that just come out. Like a Black Label Harley Quinn, yeah. So. It looks good.
Oh, yeah.
It's good artwork, but... The cover, it's one of those hardbacks, and it has Harley Quinn with, like, a broken, like porcelain doll mask.
Oh, that's great.
And then when you take off the, like, the paper, and then the hard, and then it, oh, no, you open up the first page, it's the face, but it's all bloody. Oh, it looks really cool.
Cool.
I think it's just the telling of her and Joker again, but...
In a different way.
And maybe, I'm not too sure. But that one, yeah. The problem is, those ones are all, like, $50.
I kind of want a Harley story where it doesn't focus on the Joker.
Birds of Prey was pretty good.
The problem to me, it was like, oh, she's done with the Joker. No, the whole fucking movie is her trying to prove she's done with the Joker.
The DC animated series is pretty much the movie.
Yeah.
But the Joker's in it like so much, like all the time. And she's always like, oh, she's there trying to outdo him. He's always there. He's obsessed with her. Where this, with Birds of Prey, what I liked was that, yeah, they quickly flashed him up and she was like, oh, I don't want, but that was it.
To me, it felt like she constantly had to prove, like, I don't love the Joker, whatever. I'm over the Joker.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing. But I'm glad they just didn't, I think, obviously, because with, what's his name, Jared Leto. That because he wasn't...
Jay Leto.
Because he wasn't involved, maybe that maybe helped by not having the Joker involved in it as much.
No, he's doing more.
No, what I'm saying, if he was still in that role...
Oh, right.
I'm saying that movie could have been completely different where they had him in it a lot more.
Yeah.
But because he wasn't, they went that way, and I think that was a better choice.
Yeah.
I watched the animated series too. I'm up to episode 5 or 4.
Oh, Harley.
Yeah.
I think my Batman.
Yes, I like it. Kite Man's funny.
Yeah, I watched like the first episode. I was like, eh, this isn't for me.
That's fair enough.
I think I'm just kind of burnt out on DC a little bit.
Not me.
I'm waiting for like a really... Just give me something. I want to latch on to something.
Yeah, comics, man.
That might be it, because the...
Batman Hush is meant to be really good.
That's I read that years ago.
Oh, you read that one already. And you got the other one, don't you?
Killing Joke and all that. So I got all the classic ones.
Mm.
But like, you know, the Arrowverse, that
Burn. Batman Ninja Turtles.
See, even the DC movies now, I'm like, eh.
No, that's the comic. I got the comic.
Oh.
Before they animated it. Yeah. And there's a second one now. And it's got Robin in it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, everybody. See you later, Toasters. That's my name for it now. Yeah.